The American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1592, represents about 8,000 mechanics, electricians, sheet metal workers, and others at Hill Air Force Base. Local President Monty Lewis says 2,700 of those members have been furloughed, and thousands deemed mission critical are working without pay, though they're expected to receive back pay at some point.
Federal employees are tired of being treated like punching bags, like pawns in a game of chess that's being played in Washington, D.C. by the politicians.
Those in the Department of Defense have already had 6 furlough days this year due to sequestration. But Lewis says those days were at least defined and limited. No one knows when this particular standoff is going to end. Lewis says federal workers are demoralized.
Not knowing if you're going to get a paycheck when you have a mortgage to pay, groceries to buy, and if you have young children, just not a good state of mind to be in, especially if you're being required to still work on the aircraft that's going to support the warfighter in Afghanistan. You still have to do a quality job, but you shouldn't have to be doing that, worrying about if you're going to get a check or not because of Congress not doing their job.
Utah Congressman Rob Bishop of District 1 has co-signed a letter to Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel asking him to cancel any furlough plans for civilian defense workers, those in the National Guard and reservists. Bishop has also co-signed legislation to give back pay to federal civilian workers. Lewis says his union is pleased that Bishop is supporting federal workers, but they will not be satisfied until the shutdown ends. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.